word, but I'd rather be kissing my pillow than having the battle of Shiloh again with you. You're just another of those gamblers dressed in your skin, silver and shiny. Speaking of silver, I was looking at mine, trying to remember who I'd saved at the show, wondering when I'd let it dull to a stone. Of course, wondering when you'd be coming home. So I'm a Hellcat, you're a Hellbender. Lord, between your Roman and my toxic tongue, but I could plunder the lark and her bevy for feathers of secondhand sincerity. So if you shine your shoes and wash off your feet, can we ignore the shards in the sheets until we're lying down on the same opinion, until we're crying again when somebody bleeds? You wreck me, you wreck me.
Thomas, you wreck me. And you're listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise. And we have a whole band of Mr. Darcy in the studio with us live today. So who wants to try to check the mic first? Come up.
I can do that. Hello.
Hello, hello. And say who you are.
I'm Nate Vallejo. Started the band Mr. Darcy, and here we are.
And how long ago was that, Nate?
That was back in June, I believe. Or at least the first incarnation was back in January.
But yeah. this has been the year of Mr. Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're the romantic lost hero of the Jane Austen story.
That leaves me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a book fan?
I am. Okay. But truth be told, I've actually never read the full book of Pride and Prejudice. But
I don't
think
any of us have, actually.
Yeah, none of us actually have.
You can skim it and get the gist.
Yeah, we saw the Wishbone episode, so we're okay.
All right, you know, Wishbone can inspire a band, then that is a good thing. All right, so who else wants to say hello?
Hey, I'm Ayosha Wells. I am the bassist for Mr. Darcy.
Welcome, Ayosha. And what kind of bass are you playing today?
I am playing an electric Ibanez SDGR bass. Got it a couple of years ago. Started playing bass when I was about 14. Just picked up my dad's old bass and just started picking at it and playing and taught myself that way. And so, yeah.
So your dad had a bass? And
yeah, my dad played in a band in college, so I just went ahead and picked up his old bass and just started playing it and taught myself. So.
Well, see, now there's something to be said for just having stuff lying around like that. Nothing wrong with instruments around the house. Look at what can happen. All right, that's awesome. All right, come on over. Don't be shy.
Hey, I'm Kyle Wells, and I am the keyboard player in Mr. Darcy, except for... Today I'm going to be playing the mandolin. Because
I was going to say, that is not a keyboard around
somewhat,
your neck, Kaya.
Yes, I started playing keyboard when I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I picked up the guitar a few years later, and I've played lots of different instruments since then. But today I'm kind of going to be doing more acoustic stuff on the mandolin.
Nice. And you were thinking Space Saver because of the studio. Yeah, thinking keyboard, it's a little bigger. Way to go.
It's fun to try something new.
And try something new. And how long have you been playing the mandolin? Are you just like, you can pick up anything and figure it out?
A couple of months, maybe, on and off.
It's going to be fun. Okay. All right. Good, good, good. All right. Good, good.
Hey, I'm Emily Harrowood, and I'm the drummer for Mr. Darcy.
Yay. Emily, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here as well. All right. Well, so do we want to just get right started with the music? I think the mics are working.
Yeah, we can play you a tune
if y'all are all tuned up and ready. If not, I've got other CDs here. But if I
think everyone here
ready to roll,
Mr. Darcy's ready. Then what will you be playing for us first, Mr. Darcy?
This is a tune that took me a long time to finally finish, but it's called Next June.
Next June. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
That I'd love you till the day I die. True love turns on and off like the light of a firefly. Summer brings the heat, makes the grass grow tall. Drinking till we're stupid, and then autumn makes us fall. I can't stop thinking about the sweet perfume. I hope you come back. Me real soon. My heart just aches when the flowers bloom. Maybe I'll see you next June. Spring's been a long time coming. This frost still on the vine. Come on, sit down by the fire and drink some more red wine. Wake up in the morning and go out on the land. Sunlight spins your hair to gold and it makes me understand. I can't stop thinking about your sweet perfume. I hope you come back to me real soon. My heart just breaks when the flowers bloom. Maybe I'll see you next June. roads are outside singing, never a care in the world. Fireflies don't think too much, well, look at their life's twirl. Open up the shutters and let the light shine bright. Then come on, get back in bed and make me feel alright. I can't stop thinking about the sweet perfume. I hope you come back to me real soon. My heart just aches when the flowers bloom. Stop thinking about the sweet perfume. I hope you come back to me real soon. My heart just breaks when the flowers bloom. Maybe I'll see you next June. Maybe I'll see you next June. Maybe I'll see you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Yes, that was musical ear candy. Very nicely done. And you know, you've even got like the harmonizing drummer. Really, y'all are all bringing all kinds of good stuff. So, Nate, as the songwriter, not to get too personal, but let's get a little personal.
I knew this would come.
Good. So then, how much of it is fiction, and how much of it is are you really just spilling your guts out?
Well, I guess the metaphors are fiction in some ways, but the feelings are real. Kind of trying to capture that sense of longing.
Mm-hmm.
When there's somebody you love and you can't necessarily be with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll see him next June.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. And then, so when you're starting the songwriting, are you the poet with the notebook of books? And then you've got the music and you make them intertwine? Or how do you start all of that?
You know, every song kind of takes a life of its own. Some of them I just sit down and write in my Moleskine journal.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just hear a melody and, you know, record it or play it out and try to. Sometimes you just have to fit them like Lego blocks with your songs until something fits, you know.
Yeah. And so, how did y'all all find each other to make all of this fit? Because this is a good fit here.
Well, Aosha and I actually met each other down in Miami, and we were both attending the Virginia Keys Grassroots Festival.
Okay.
And we had kind of the same friends in a certain campsite. And hello out there. And
Camp Highwater.
Yeah. And so we met each other, and we jammed on the beach, and
I actually met Nate in the kitchen. He was working in the kitchen. I walked up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And a friend of mine who I was with actually knew him, and he's like, "Oh, it's Nate." I was like, "Oh, I know Nate's brother." I was like, Nate was like, "Oh, I remember you." I was like, "Ah." I didn't quite remember him, but then he's like, "Hey, you want to play some music later?" So we went out, and I took my djembe, and he had his guitar, and we went and we played on the beach. Sometime late at night amongst the seaweed and sand fleas, which were not very pleasant. But
you're standing there with the bass, but you played drums also?
Yes, I've been playing drums for a lot longer. And actually, the band initially started with myself on the drums.
We were a trio at first. And
Kaya here was
Kaya,
on bass.
Kaya was the bass player.
Aosha was the drummer. Kaya needs to do some... do the other things that he can do. Yeah. So that's why you were like, okay, I'll learn the bass.
Well, I was playing bass for a while before that.
Okay. Okay.
But we were looking for either a bassist or a drummer, and then Emily came along.
You could do either one. You were like, whichever one we don't find,
Well, I knew I wanted Osh. He's magnificent at both, but I knew when I heard him first play bass that he's kind of got that funk background. And if anybody has seen any of our live show or more rock and roll shows, he kind of captures the grooviness that I want for Mr.
Yeah,
Darcy.
And so and it is definitely groovy. I mean, it's hard to stay still. Yes, yes, yes.
Also, having a bass player who's great at drums is so great for the drummer. He's like a living metronome, and it's really great for us as the rhythm section.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, sure. That's good. So that helps. That helps keep everyone really tight. Then that's cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Well, so then, how about some more, please?
Sure, we can play another tune. This is another one that features some.
You know what? Before we start playing, we should, before I forget, go over all your social networking.
Oh, okay.
You know, for people who are like, man, this is good, and I would like to see this in all of its possible reincarnations. Because you were saying, oh, this is going to be a little more. It's just a little more acoustic than what you would normally do, but it's still pretty rocking.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Still, you've still got the funk and all of that. So,
well, this is our first try actually at playing an acoustic set, and when we found out we were going to be doing this show and the limited space, and we don't necessarily have a lot of, you know, professional recordings, like, well, let's do an acoustic set.
Try it out.
You know, handed him with some brushes, and here we are.
Right, and Kaya's mandolin, like, sure, I'll try the mandolin, sure. Fun, fun, fun. All right, well, cool. So anyway, so then let's...
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, at Facebook, and if you type in Mr. Darcy, and it should come up in the band.
Make sure to click on the band, not the
Yeah,
character.
You might get a few of the fictional character,
sure.
Which is just mutton chops galore. But
right.
But if you want to find the band, you can also go directly there for if you do a backslash after Facebook and Mr. Darcy Music.
Okay, Mr. Darcy Music.
And that's pretty much our prime tool right now.
We also have an Instagram. You can find us. We don't have a whole lot of photos yet, but
we have a Twitter too. But we can't figure out how to use it, so we're still learning.
Okay.
I'm trying
All
to
right.
get into
so
the-
if someone could please via Facebook help them out and let them know how to
our
you
Instagram
know.
Is at Mr. Darcy Band.
Mr. Darcy Band.
Yep,
okay.
No caps, just all Mr. Darcy Band.
Okay, so basically if they Google Mr. Darcy Band or Mr. Darcy Music, and did you tell me that you also have some videos on YouTube?
Yes, we have some videos that we've taken of our live shows, and we've posted pretty much all the ones we have on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And so if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually just scroll around or look for our video section.
All right.
And you can hear some more of our original tunes.
Awesome. And find out when you're playing next.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm ready for more. This is going to be awesome. What should we hear now?
Okay, this is this one's a little bit more of a country song.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the country western song, I guess.
Country western song, okay.
It's called Last Night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I didn't dream of you. It's been a long while since I slept the whole night through. Didn't hold you in my arms. Didn't wipe away your tears. Last night I didn't dream of you. I'm not a boy anymore, so I guess that makes me a man. Oh man, what a chore. Don't want to be bought and sold, but the nights they sure are cold. Oh, I'm not a boy anymore. Gold shine down on me, 'cause tonight I'll
they can be so damn unclear. We can make all our own plans and do the best we can. Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing here. Your face like I'm so used to. Rather be struck blind than to lose you from my mind. Last night I didn't dream of you. Last night I didn't dream of you. Last night I didn't dream of you.
That was rockin'.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Woohoo! That was awesome. Yeah, great, great.
That's
great.
When we usually have been performing electric, and so it was interesting to transpose
over
to the
and
folk
having,
side.
Having heard both, I say yes and yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. That was very nice. Yeah, you can't. You could do either or. So, but you are generally more electric. Are you thinking, because you've got to be starting to think you've getting enough songs here, you should put a CD together. Kickstart!
Well, yeah, I mean, now that we've kind of been just playing around with this whole acoustic dealio, we're looking into trying to get some acoustic sets, you know, or building acoustic sets to play. You know, you can really
different
expand your
venues.
Market. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Because you want to be electric for the festivals, for
right.
sure.
Right.
Yes, yes. But then it's a little colder. Yeah.
Yeah, and we actually played a festival. We were not on the bill at Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival this past
and that must have just been an oversight because Emily joined the band so late.
It was past October.
It was October.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
And the boys actually told me about that they have a band competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all like, well, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. We can win that, you know. And we just kept saying, like, yeah, we're going to win it. We're going to win it.
Yeah.
And we went in and we played first, actually, and all the other bands were. That played after us, they were magnificent.
Yeah.
They were wonderful.
There is a lot of good music in this area, really.
Yeah, and every band
wrong.
I was like, well, that one's gonna win. No, that one's gonna win. And then you know, I had to go and volunteer, and Emily here came running up out of the rain and screaming her lungs off that we'd won first place.
Nice.
And so we actually won a small prize as well as the biggest prize, which was that we got to play a full set. The next day on Sunday.
Nice,
and man, were we unprepared, but I think it was still really fun.
Sunday at Shikori Hills, everybody's often very tired, and so it was hard to keep
rally,
up the energy.
Yeah, there's not enough coffee
and
in the
bring
world
everybody
on that day.
Together.
Right. Yeah. But still, that must have been really fun. What a great honor then. Awesome.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
So yeah, so then that means you're definitely thinking about putting a CD together.
Oh yeah! Oh, okay. Absolutely!
Okay.
It's in the works.
Okay. Okay.
Right now we're not really playing many shows upcoming. We're going to be concentrating on getting some recordings.
It's winter. Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to kind of nest.
But some nice little indoor venues, acoustic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing about acoustic is, you know, you can't necessarily play electric guitar in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But if you're playing acoustic songs, you can really play in a whole lot of different places.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, and it's fun to explore the song a little bit in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What fun, what fun, what fun. All right, well, good. I approve of all of this news.
Okay, great.
And of course, you will come back when there is news of CD, some sort of CD in the works, and you'll
be the first to know.
You mm-hmm. will come back and be on the radio show, and we'll play the
yeah,
CD.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that will be fun, fun, fun. All right, well, good. So, yeah, there's plenty of time. Let's do some more.
Okay, could we play one of our...
you want to try to play something off?
Yeah.
Off
so we have a...
yes, and as long as you talk while I look.
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to YouTube.
This is Nate. I'd just like to get Kaya over here, our mandolin player, to talk a little bit about himself and tell everybody his songwriting background and kind of how he's been a great attribute in helping me with my voice, and he is pretty much my harmony go-to man, so...
Nice.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, I started playing the piano when I was 6, and when I was 12, I picked up the guitar and kind of taught myself how to play. I've never really learned to read music really well, but I've always had a really good ear, so that's why I'm able to pick up a lot of different instruments. I started with Mr. Darcy. I started playing the bass, and I hadn't really had much experience with that before. We didn't actually play any shows. We played a few open mics and things like that. Myself as a songwriter, I write mostly acoustic guitar sort of stuff. I started writing music when I was around 12 or so. And right now I'm using GarageBand, and I'm working on recording a bit of a CD of my music. I've got about 8 songs that I'm going to record. I've got most of them done at this point, but I'm still working on mastering them, actually putting them onto a CD.
Ooh, you've got good ears then.
And putting them on having a little bit of a release at some point. And most of the instruments that I play.
I'm coming into the studio. I'm coming in and playing on the radio. Yes, yeah. yes. Do it.
That's a great idea. I think
right?
I would definitely,
and we'll, I've friended you on Facebook. And
yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
And so then you'll just say, I am ready.
Yeah.
I am ready to come on the air. Okay?
Yeah, but in my recordings, I try my best to kind of be a one-man band, and I play guitar and mandolin and keyboard and a little bit of percussion and things like that.
And you're writing all of the stuff.
I'm writing all the stuff, yeah. So as much as I can, be my own band and play all the instruments and record some harmonies with myself. I've also had a friend of mine come in and sing a little bit with me.
Okay.
Which has been really great.
But, yeah.
I'll definitely keep you all posted about that.
Yeah.
And let you know when I have some progress.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And now I actually have a Facebook page, Kaya Wells Music.
And why don't you spell Kaya?
K-I-A-H, Kaya Wells Music.
Like,
and you can find
good.
Me on Facebook, and I'll keep you posted on the various events that I'm going to be doing on my own as a songwriter.
I think that sounds like a great idea. And then come back later and promote yourself in the studio.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right. And you could bring your musical friends.
Sure.
All right.
Also, I'd like to let Emily tell you a little bit about her musical background and how I first, got together playing with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Nate. My mom is an elementary school music teacher, so she was really
fabulous.
Worried.
Nothing better than elementary school teacher.
She made sure that from infancy I was beat competent, and my dad's a drummer, so he bought me a drum kit for my birthday a couple years ago. And I started taking lessons when he bought me a kit and played drums with my roommate. She played guitar, and she moved to Korea to go to graduate school.
Oh, my gosh. When she had a drummer?
I know.
She moved?
She gave that up. And that's when I learned that drums make a terrible solo instrument. So I started playing with a local band.
Right, but everybody wants you, though, right? I mean, come on. You're like, a drummer? People are like, oh, a drummer. Yes.
Well, I hooked up with a local band called Carol Peril that I played with for about a year and a half and was ending that project. They're still playing. They're excellent.
They play locally.
Mm-hmm. And I was ending that kind of just when Nate moved back to North Carolina, and he said, hey, let's get together and catch up. And we came and had empanadas and sat around, and he was like, well, I have to be honest, the reason that I wanted to catch up was not really because I've been wondering what's been going on with your life, but I'm starting a band and I want you to be the drummer. And it was really good timing. So that was at the very beginning of the summer, and it's been a blast since then.
That is awesome. And so, of course, you knew when there were empanadas that it was going to be something good coming.
Oh, yeah, right down the street, actually.
Oh, here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tequila as well.
And tequila.
Ole.
Yes. Well played. Yes. So there you go. So if you really want a drummer, bananas and tequila. Yeah. And then that's awesome. These are good stories. Yes. I'm ready for more. Or are we gonna play? We're gonna try one of those.
I'd like to play or have you play for us some of our pre-recorded stuff. I'm not super sure on the sound quality because it was recorded.
So I'm
live.
Not super sure it's gonna work.
Okay.
Because I haven't tested this since I'll
prepare some more note cards to speak from.
But so we'll try it.
Yeah.
This
song is called Love Is.
All right, here we go, Mr. Darcy.
Thank you. year we played that song at Rogan Street. This time, I almost broke my own guitar, so I can only get better.
All right. That was awesome. That was awesome, Mr. Darcy. On the YouTube, channel. Nice. And that was Love Is.
That was a song, yeah, called Love Is.
And so apparently you think Love Is pretty rockin', because that song was pretty rockin'.
It is. It kind of rocks you around, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you know what I was thinking at one point when I was listening to you play live, I was thinking, you know, like you were talking about, I don't know, hole in your chest, and I was like, oh, this is really kind of sad, but I'm really grooving on this, you know,
I feel like everything in life is, there's a light side and a dark side, you know, and mm-hmm. a lot of times there's fear from one side to the other, you know, so a lot of my writing and my music, I try to play with having elements of both.
Yeah. It shows. You obviously use the force, Mr. Darcy, a.k.a. Nate. Yeah.
I just also want to say that this that song right there, I wrote it, the lyrics, without any music to it, out when I was living in Northern California last year. But I came home, and I was sitting with my dad, who is also a musician.
Okay.
And both my parents are musicians and have definitely inspired me a lot to be a musician today.
Okay.
And he was sitting with a piano line, and I tried throwing out this poem to it, and it took a new life and became the song, or the infantile stage of the song.
Oh, wow. So this was almost like co-written with your dad,
yeah,
then. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
He definitely gets some songwriting credits on the record, for
How
sure.
fun.
He's
How
definitely
fun.
Helped me learn some of the parts to the songs that I now play. And also having some of these songs that are driven by keyboard is often just really, really fun as a keyboard player to be almost the lead instrument in some of these songs.
And you can tell y'all are having a good time. And the audience obviously has a good time as well. People are up and whooping it up and dancing. So you're definitely putting on a good live show.
Yeah, and we definitely couldn't have done really any of this without the help and support of my good friend Gordon Gunlock over here. He's been kind of managing and helping us with promotion, and he's been our number one woo girl for all of our live performances.
Woo!
Yeah, there he is.
That's always me. Every time.
What do you have to say for yourself, Gordon?
What do I have to say for myself? Like, I have to defend my super fandom?
Yeah.
Well, listen to Nate. How could you not want to be there more often, at every show?
Right. Really, so you were like, I'm going to be there anyway.
Yeah, I'm just a super fan. That's it. That's the best thing you could call me.
Right. But
he wears a cape sometimes, too.
But managing stuff is the least fun part, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, so, except for going to practice. That's really fun. And recording practice, because these guys are probably the most hilarious band ever. you would never guess it, but they say such funny stuff. I think my favorite is when Emily was first learning to sing backup.
Uh-huh.
She asks Nate. She goes, "Hey Nate, when you sing, are you clenching your teeth really, really hard?" And Nate goes, "No, I don't." And then he turns away. But then on the recording, you can hear she says, "Oh well, I guess I should stop that then." But she's a great singer. It's so wonderful to hear. I love it.
We have a good time with practices.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I really appreciate how hardworking all these musicians are. And I mean, I couldn't do any of this really without them. And so
y'all are all from North Carolina. Y'all all kind mm-hmm. of, even though you met in Florida.
Yeah. Uh huh.
But you knew Emily from.
I knew Emily from a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I met her through
because y'all have all grown up around here, so y'all all sort of knew people who knew each other.
Yeah, and I was living out in Northern California for about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I decided, I kind of went full force, like, hey, I just really need to start a band.
Yeah.
And so I came back to North Carolina because I knew I had, love and support and family here.
Right.
As well as kind of a little bit more know-how of the area than I did in Northern California.
So. Right, right, right. You weren't just randomly looking for people. You knew
right.
that there was, yeah, I'll ask this person and this person.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, well, I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's, I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. Definitely, Mr.
Well,
Darcy.
We can yeah. play you another song here. We have one more.
Okay, yeah, there's
prepared.
Time. What are you going to play? What are you going to play?
This song is, I wrote it when I was, one of my trips out in California, and I was living in, or I was visiting Santa Cruz for the first time, and I sat down in a coffee shop and started writing, and it's kind of my favorite place to be, mm-hmm. where you can, it's a place I think of where you can, be surrounded by people but completely alone,
mm-hmm,
you know,
definitely.
And so I wrote this song and, you know, kind of put all the guitar parts to it, brought it to these guys and threw it all in the pot together, and we worked our mojo on it. So
nice. And what's it called?
It's called Santa Cruzin.
Santa Cruzin.
Holiday
on WCOM.
Hate.
tears in your tone.
Awesome. Very, very nicely done, Mr. Darcy. Yes, 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 yes. Well done. You've rocked the WCOM radio station. And you're welcome to all come back anytime. Anytime.
I'd be happy to come in anytime.
I look forward to hearing more musical delicious ear candy from you. Yes.
Louise, thanks so much for having us on. This was a blast.
Yes, it was for me too. This was very fun. Thank you for coming on.
I would just like to say it's such an honor to play with all these fantastic musicians. And also, Ayosha Wells is my twin brother, so that's also great fun. Here.
Yeah, that probably helps a lot with the connection.
It gives us quite the musical connection. We can kind of give each other these looks so like nobody else would understand. We're like, okay, so that means switch to G, right? It's like, yep, no words necessary.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, y'all are also like also super talented. It's great. Y'all are all you know, obviously ready to be like, yeah, I'll play the bass and I'll also play this drum at the same time. The djembe, I'll just straddle it while I'm also playing the bass, and then I'll just bring whatever instrument fits into the space, and then yes, and
yeah,
I'll.
We'd actually like to try writing a song together where everyone gets on their least comfortable instrument and see how that goes.
Ooh, yes, and then it would be about very uncomfortable topics.
Yeah, we could maybe just call it uncomfortable.
This sounds like, actually, yes, that sounds like a very good creative exercise in songwriting. That sounds like a fun way to spend the afternoon. Do it, do it, do it. Or several afternoons. Do it, do it, do it. Yeah, all right, well, good. So thank you all for coming on Licks and Lyrics. And yeah, definitely, more, please. So just keep doing it. And once again, all of your social networking area, check out Facebook, Mr. Darcy Music.
Mr. Darcy Band is our Instagram page.
And then Mr. Darcy Band.
Yeah,
yes.
And stay tuned because we're working really hard right now, or, you know, on and off, but trying to get some demos done by the end of the year to start submitting to some of the festivals next year.
Okay, good.
Keep an eye out for our name on those festival lists.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That'll be very, very, very fun. All right, I look forward to hearing more from you. And I'm not seeing John T, so I'm just going to play a real quick song. This is, I'm going with the local band Six Shots Later. This is off the One Hell of a Night CD. This is going to be a fun one. This is Loser.
They call me Loser because they love this, but hey, they call me stupid because I didn't graduate. I'm only what I need, certified GED. They call me alcohol because I like being a drunk. They call me happiness, baby. I just tell my mom not. I let the eight ball spin. Tell the corner back it again.
WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Harborough. Thanks to listening. Thanks to everyone for listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. And here is the Heroes of Hokum.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty.